City of Norman, City of Norman in June decided that they needed to refresh their city resolution to support Parkland Flyer expansion up into Kansas and to Kansas City. And so other communities have taken the lead. City of Arkansas City in Kansas has also issued a resolution in support of expansion of Heartland Flyer service up to Wichita, Kansas City.
And so now the city of Lawton is trying to, what, encourage more participation in all of this, or what?
Well, we were a little bit taken aback by the city of Lawton. We're very pleased to have them on board, and hopefully some of the other communities between Lawton and Oklahoma City and even Altus will get on board with this, and maybe we'll see a spur line down as far as Altus Air Force Base. Jerry, when you look at the demographics of the state, 3/4 of the state population lives along a diagonal between Claremore and Altus. And you have Tulsa International Airport, Will Rogers, the FAA, Fort Sill, and Altus Air Force Base. So this is a very critical link in our state, and it is something that we support highly, is more passenger rail spurs in the state.
I noticed in the resolution that was adopted by the city of Ark City that they even made the statement in there that, let me see, I'm finding it here. Oh, they called it a spectacular turnout of the people for the inspection train that came through. They literally had hundreds of people up there.
That's correct. The disconnect that we are seeing is between the people and the state legislature / Congress. The people want this service, but the legislature and Congress are unwilling to fund it at this point. And our mission as Passenger Rail Oklahoma is to tie people back into their government so that they can have some say in the types of services that they receive from their government.
So this is encouraging, but are you receiving any encouraging, I guess, relationship or news from the leaders that be, those who might make the decisions to allow it?
Jerry, this is a part of what the interim study is with the state legislature. On September 6th, there will be an interim study held to discuss the development and progress of Heartland Flyer expansion in the state. And we certainly encourage everybody to come out to that meeting. It starts at 9 a.m. at the state capitol.